Okay, Parshas Vayishlach. So we have the pasuk in Kapitel Lamed Beis, pasuk Chav Hey. Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi. Yaakov was left alone. Vayeyovik ish imoy adalais hashochar. And the man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. Rashi tells us that this man was no other than the Sar Shel Esav, the Satan himself. So it seems from this pasuk that the Satan came to wrestle with Yaakov because Vayivasa Yaakov Levado, that because Yaakov was left by himself. And what is the connection? Why does the Satan come to wrestle with him when he's left by himself? The pasuk continues, Vayar ki lo yochaloi. When he perceived that he could not overcome him, Vayiga bechaf yerechoi. So he struck the socket of his hip. The socket of his hip. So, again, it's definitely not an accident that he struck the kaf yerechoi. And what is the significance of that? So Yaakov's hip socket was dislocated as he wrestled with him. The pasuk continues, and he said, "Let me go." Now the Sultan is saying, "Let me go," ki ola hashachar, for dawn is broken. And he said to him, "I will not send you, can't bear achtani, unless you bless me." So the Satan said to him, "Mashemecha, what is your name?" Yaakov, and he said, "Yaakov." So it seems from here that the Satan had no idea who he was fighting with, right? Because he asks him now, "What is your name? What do you think?" He was fighting with, John Doe. Of course he knew who he was fighting with. So why is he asking for his name?
Why are you asking for his work?
Because he's a Malach.
Did you realize it right away that it's a Malach?
Yeah, sure. I mean, according to what the Mefarshim, he knew he was fighting with socialism. And it's, besides that, it's the point of saying, of asking for a bracha, Rashi says, was hoydeli ala bracha shebechani avi. I want you to concede to me that the brachas that my father gave me are indeed mine. That's what he told. That's what he said to the Sar Shel Esav. So I think we can understand this. But I will introduce my words with some psukim in Parshas Chukas. Says, this is in Bamidbar, Kapitel Chav, Pasuk Yud Dalet. It says, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikodesh Al Melech Adam. This is the 40th year B'nai Yisrael are in the Midbar, and they are already planning to go into Eretz Yisrael. They're just finally trying to find the right route to go into Eretz Yisrael, and they want to pass through the land of Edom. Now bear in mind that Edom is Esau, right? Esau who Edom. We are Yaakov, right? We're Yaakov. Edom is Esau. So Moshe sends messengers from Kodesh to the king of Edom. Koyomar Achicha Yisrael, so says your brother Yisrael. And he goes into a whole Moshe Rabbeinu sends messengers with Bnei Yisrael's history. We were in Mitzrayim, we came out, and now we ask you, Nabro Nova Artsecha, let us please pass through your land. Leinabro Vesada Uvacherem, we shall not pass through field or vineyard. We will not drink well water. On the king's road shall we travel. We shall not veer right or left. Until we pass through your border. Just let us through. So Edom answers. Edom said to him, you shall not pass through me. Lest I come against you with the sword. So Bnei Yisrael say to him, we shall go up on the highway. And if we drink your water, I or my flock, I shall pay their price. Only nothing will happen. Let me pass through on foot. So Edom said, no, can't go through. Immediately after this whole dialogue between Bnei Yisrael and Edom, Bnei Yisrael is saying, let's go through. Edom saying, no, if you come through, I'm going to come to greet you with the sword. Which this answer itself we need to understand, because Edom doesn't say, I will greet you with the sword. He says, Pen lest I might come against you with a sword. Right? Pen bacher, pen to me means perhaps. He should have said, Ki bacher, if you come, I'll come greet you with a sword. But immediately after this, is the pasuk where Hashem says to Moshe, take Aharon up to Hor Hor. That was the place where Aharon died, and Aharon shall die. And it was a very interesting medrash. And the medrash says that Aharon's passing, Aharon's dying, was due to the fact that Bnei Yisrael wanted to connect to Edom. The lashon of the words of the Medrash are "Bishabercha im Rasha," because you wanted to connect to the Rasha, to this wicked Edom. Paratz alekim es masecha. That is why Hashem broke open your actions. Meaning, and the Medrash says that this is a reference because Bnei Yisrael wanted to connect to Edom. That is why Hashem took away Aharon HaKohen.
How
will
they connect to Edom? By negotiating with them.
By negotiating.
Saying we're coming right through.
Question is, what did they do wrong? Right. Obviously, if Moshe sent messengers to Edom, it was by Hashem's command to do so. So, what wrong did they do by talking to Edom, by wanting to go through his land? That's number one. Secondly, what's the measure for measure? Why Aharon HaKohen? Because they wanted to go through Edom, so Aharon HaKohen is thinking, what's the connection? Hashem doesn't punish without some kind of cheshbon. So I think we can say it like this. There is a Chassam Sofer at the beginning of this week's parsha. The beginning of this week's parsha begins, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav Leisav Achiv. Yaakov sent messengers to Esau, his brother, to the land of Seir, to the field of Edom. Yaakov, this is what your servant Yaakov says. In Lavan Garati, I lived with Lavan. And Rashi comments on the word Garati, I lived with Lavan. Says Rashi, Garati are the same letters as Taryag, which is 613. I lived with Lavan, but I observed the 613 mitzvahs. Why does Esav care? Whoopee. So what? Why is he sending this to Esav? Why does this matter to him? The Medrash on this pasuk criticizes Yaakov. And he calls him Marzik Ba'ozne Akelev. The Medrash calls Yaakov he who holds on to the ears of the dog. Meaning, if somebody wants to incite the dog, you hold on to its ears. Right? It gets him very angry. Right? Why are you, Yaakov, inciting Esav against you? That's the Medrash criticizing Yaakov for this whole message that he sent to Esav. Chasam Sofer asks, we don't see him inciting Esav, we see him talking words of love, words of submission, sending him gifts. Where do we see him inciting Esav? Says the Chasam Sofer that we need to back up another step. How is it, and the Chasam Sofer asked this kasha, very famous kasha, how is it possible for Yitzchak to make such a grave mistake and favor Esav over Yaakov, wanting to give Esav the brachas over Yaakov? Let's say that Esav was able to fool Yitzchak into thinking that he was a tzaddik. But Yaakov definitely was the bigger tzaddik. So why would Yitzchak want to give Esav the brachas over Yaakov? Says like some cipher that what Yitzchak was trying to do here was to transfer the brachas Avraham, the brachas that Hashem gave Avraham, and that were later transferred to Yitzchak from Avraham. He wanted to give it over yet to the next generation. And Yitzchak held, said the Chasam Sofer, that in order to be able to be the beneficiary of Avram's brachos, you have to be similar to Avram. Meaning, Avram lived in a generation surrounded by wicked people. Avram was the first one to believe in Hashem. He was surrounded by non-believers and yet maintained his integrity, he maintained his righteousness among all those wicked people. Therefore, Yitzchak felt that the brachas could only have an impression, that brachas can only be chal on someone who is similar to Avraham. Now Yaakov is sitting all day in the Beis Medrash, no connection to the rest of the world. He has no nisayon whatsoever, no test in his emuna. How can the brachas of Avraham possibly take any effect on Yaakov? That's what Yitzchak felt. Esav, who is surrounded, he goes out to the field, surrounded by all different kinds of people, and yet he's still asking the Gevaldige questions that Rashi says that Esav was asking: How do you meiser the salt? Esav is somebody that's going out to the field, surrounded by Rishoyim, and involved in the Olam Hazeh, involved in this world, and yet maintaining his righteousness. He is someone who is similar to Avram, and the brachos will be able to take an effect on Esau. That's what Yitzchak.
Ben Zion was saying. Your brother Ben Zion was saying.
All right, very similar. That was Yitzchak's cheshbon. That's why he felt that Esau would be more appropriate to receive the brachas of Avraham more than Yaakov. Says the Chasam Sofer that although Yaakov received the brachas, nevertheless, Yitzchak's cheshbon was true. And the brachas cannot take effect. The brachas of Yitzchak were not able to take effect on Yaakov unless Yaakov would be like Avraham. He would involve himself in this matters of this world. He would be surrounded by wicked people that would try to influence him otherwise, and yet he would maintain his righteousness. Only then will the brachas of Avraham have an effect. The brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov have an effect, because then Yaakov is similar to Avraham. So as long as Yaakov was sitting and learning, no brachas took effect. It's only when Yaakov went to Lavan, and Lavan was a wicked person, tried to influence upon Yaakov and everything that was against Yaakov's emuna, and Yaakov maintained his righteousness, only then were the brachas able to take effect on Yaakov. Because now Yaakov was similar to Avraham. So who caused Yaakov to receive the brachas? Esau. Esau threatened Yaakov. Yaakov had to run away to Lavan. And because he was by Lavan and maintained his righteousness, he was able the brachas were able to take an effect on him. Had Esau not threatened him, Yaakov would have sat in the Bismedrash and continued to learn, and the brachas wouldn't have had any effect on him. It wouldn't have taken effect. This was the message Yaakov sent to Esau. My dear brother Esau, thank you so much. You gave me the brachas. Im Lavan garti, I lived with Lavan, with the Rasha. V'taryag mitzvah shamati, and I yet observed the taryag mitzvahs. You're the one that gave me the brachas. On that, the Medrash criticizes Yaakov. Why are you? Esau was sitting quietly. Why are you inciting him?
It's too good to pass up.
Huh?
It's too good to pass up.
So that's the some surface shot in the Medrash. Now, according to what the Chassam Sofer says, the brachas of Yitzchak, the brachas of Avraham, could only take an effect upon us when we involve ourselves in the world of Esau, and when we're surrounded, Taka, by people that are not God-fearing Jews. And when the influence is everything against what we hold and believe, and everything that is against everything that is sacred to us, and nevertheless we maintain our righteousness. If we, chas v'sholem, are influenced by the rest of the world, then we fail the test. Right? And meaning, if we connect. What we have to be able to do is pass through the world of Esav. We have to be able to pass through the rest of the world and not be affected. If we connect to that world, then we've lost the brachas. It's a very difficult, task. But if we stay in the Beis Medrash, we don't get. Meaning, if we seclude ourselves from the rest of the world, we don't get Avraham's brachas. If we connect to that world, we don't get the brachas. We have to have one foot here and one foot there. We have to be able to pass through the rest of the world. We have to live in Olam Hazeh, do the things that people in Olam Hazeh do, and yet remain connected to the Rabbeinu Shleim at all times, without connecting to that world.
People sitting in Kailo don't get that bracha.
People sitting in Kailo have a lot of nesiyonis. Believe me, nowadays it's impossible to escape. Walk out onto the street from your house to Kollel and you have 100 nesiyonis on the way. Now, I believe that this is what Yitzchak told Esav. When Esav came into Yitzchak after Yitzchak had already given the brachas to Yaakov, and Yitzchak started crying, Esav started crying, "Barcheni gamani avi, give me a bracha too." So Yitzchak told Esav, "Al charbecha tichya, you will live on your sword." What does he mean to say? What is the sword of Esav? Sword, as the pasuk says, is cherev. Yeah, al charbecha tichya, on your sword you shall live. Cherev is the same letters as chiber, which is connect. And what Yitzchak told Esav was, your sword against Yaakov is to get him to connect to you. If he connects to you, he lost the brachas. Because the only way Yaakov can be the recipient of the brachas is if he is similar to Avram, meaning being in your world yet not connecting to it. Al charbecha tichya, you will live by causing Yaakov to be mechaber himself to you, to connect to you. Now we can understand the psukim back in Parshas Chukah. Moshe sends messengers to Esav, to Edom. Let me pass through your land. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I want to just pass through. I won't go through the fields or the vineyards. I don't want to drink your waters. I just want to pass through. We will not veer to the right or to the left. These are all indications we will not connect to you at all. All we want to do is pass through your land. And this is our message to Esav at all times. Our message to Edom, we live in Galus Edom currently. Our message to Edom is all we want to do is pass through you. We don't want to connect to you. Because if we connect to you, we have lost the brachas. If we don't pass through you, we also lost the brachas. What we need to do is we need to pass through you, but not veer to the right or to the left. We have a very difficult task. Says Edom, Loi savor bi, don't just pass through me. I want you to connect to me. Pen v'cherev, etzei likrasecha. I want to greet you with my sword, with the cherem. I want to connect to you. I want the chiber. Cherem and chiber are the same letters. I want you to connect to me. I don't want just to pass through. And Bnei Yisrael gave in. Bnei Yisrael said, you know what? They started talking a different language. Ram Sila Nala will come up through the path. Now they're ready to drink the waters. We may mechanishta if we drink the waters. V'nesati mikram, we'll pay for it. Says the Medrash, uh-oh, you guys went bad here. Bischabercha im Rasha, you connected to the Rasha. You shouldn't have given in. You cannot. The only thing you can do is pass through. You cannot connect. You are not allowed to connect to the Russia. The chiber is the cherev. Connecting is Esav's sword. That's Esav's sword against them. And so Hashem says, because you connected, because you were willing to connect to Esav, I'm taking away Aharon HaKohen. Let's try to understand this. Why is it that the brachos of Avram can only take an effect on us if we involve ourselves in matters of this world? We go in through Esav's world, but yet maintain our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam instead of connecting to Esav's world. The reason for this is because that is the purpose of creation. The purpose of the creation of Olam Hazeh, this lowly world, and placing us in this world, was that we should do things that people do. We've talked about this numerous times. And yet, remain connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring this lowly world to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to bring it close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Basically, the purpose of creation is kiruv rechaikim, is bringing the distant close. And that is by everything and anything in this world. Anything that seems distant from the Ribbono Shel Olam, such as anything that is gashmius, anything materialistic, right, which is doesn't seem spiritual at all. If we use it for our avodas Hashem, we are taking rechoikim, we are taking something that is distant and bringing it close. That was the purpose of the Bria. Aharon HaKohen was the epitome of kiruv rechoikim. It says in Pirkei Avos, we should be the disciples of Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, Veroidev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyois, Mekarvon Latoyra. Aharon HaKohen's mission in life was bringing those who are distant close to Hashem. It doesn't only refer to materialism, it refers to people that are distant from Hashem, bringing them close. Kiruv Rechaikim, that is the purpose of creation. Bringing distant things close. Sometimes they're people, sometimes they're things. Sometimes they're happenings that seem to have no connection. And with our understanding that this is the Ribbono Shel Olam, we are taking those happenings and bringing them closer. That is the purpose of creation. So, when we, Klal Yisrael, gave in to Esav, we gave in to the king of Edom, and we said, okay, we'll connect to you. Ribbono Shel Olam said, you just lost Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, who stood for, who was the epitome of kiruv rechaikim, being in this world, and bringing the distant close instead of connecting to the distant. Right? We want the distant to become connected to us. We don't want to connect to the distant. Because you are willing to connect to that is far, that is rachik, to that is distant, to that is far away, you want it to be mechaber yourself to the cherev of Esav. Aharon HaKohen has to go. The way to maintain the appropriate focus, the way to be able to be in Esav's world and not to connect, is to remember a couple of words that we say every morning. By Berachas HaTorah, we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol HaAmim. We thank Hashem that He chose us. We don't just stop there, Asher Bachar Bonu. Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol HaAmim. You chose us from all the nations. We have to remember that we are the Am HaNivchar. We are the chosen nation. We are different than all other nations. We might eat like all other nations do. We might sleep like all other nations do. But our machshavas, when we are doing the same thing they do, should be far away from their machshavas. Our machshavas to be connected to the Rabbeinu Shlom. We're eating in order to serve the Rabbeinu Shlom, we're drinking to serve the Rabbeinu Shlom, we're sleeping to serve the Rabbeinu Shlom. Asher bachar banu mikol amim. Not only when we're learning and we're davening, are we the chosen nation? We're the chosen nation when we're eating, when we're drinking, and when we're doing everything else that all the other nations of the world do. Bachar, chosen, are the same letters as cherev and chiber. Right? Cherev is ches reish veiz. Chiber is ches beis reish. Bochar is beis ches reish. Bochar, to remember that we are the chosen nation, is the antithesis of chiber. If you don't want to connect, remember that you are chosen. When Bnei Yisrael went to war with Amalek, Amalek, the descendant of Esav, the words Moshe said to Yeshua was, "Bechar lonu anashim, choose for us people." But say, "Ilochem Amalek," and go wage war with Amalek. Bechar, this word Bechar is the key word to overcome Amalek. Remember, you are the chosen nation. Do not connect to them. If we connect to their world, we lost the brachas. The Bin Aliyatim says that the reason Bnei Yisrael suffered in Mitzrayim was because that when we initially, when we went down to Mitzrayim, we tried to connect to the Egyptian ways. He brings proof from the Psukim, Matimole, the Pasuk says, Matimole Ha'aretz Oisam. Literal understanding of the Pasuk is that the land was filled with them. He says, no, Matimole Ha'aretz Oisam means they were filled with the land. That's how, if you look at the Parashat Shmos, Benedictim says, they themselves connected to the land, they became part of it, they tried to become part of the Egyptian culture, and that is why they ended up suffering in Mitzrayim. What happened was, Chiber, they connected. How long were they in Mitzrayim? 210 years. The gematria of Chiber, or Cherev, or Bochar, it's 210. The way to purify Klal Yisrael from their connection to Mitzrayim was, which means, and their Avera was, Chiber, was that they connected, was 210 years of suffering. 210 years of the Egyptians showing them, you are not part of us. Aharon HaKohen, who was the antithesis of Chiber, right? He was the one that was Mekarev Rechaikim, that brought the distant close instead of connecting to the distant. He died on Hor HaHor, on the top of HaHor. Hor HaHor, what is the gematria of HaHor? Hey, Reish, 210. Aharon HaKohen was the epitome of Bochar, of I am the chosen. I don't connect to Esav's world. back to our parsha. Actually, let's go back to Parsha's told us from that. By the brachas, Yitzchak wants to give Esav the brachas. Rivka overhears, and she says to Yaakov, "I want you to dress up like Esav and go in, fool your father, and I want him to give you the brachas." Rivka understood. The only way Yaakov can receive the brachas of Avram is when he's dressed in Esav clothing. It's when he does things like Esav, when he is in Esav's world, and yet remains Yaakov, only then can he receive the brachas of Avram. In order to receive the brachas from Yitzchak, Yaakov, you have to be dressed in Esav's garments. Yaakov is afraid. Who says, mother, who says that I will be able to go into Esav's world and not connect to Esav? And this is what he says, the words are, who says I'm bringing upon myself a bracha? Maybe I'm bringing upon myself a klala. Maybe it's a curse and not a blessing. I'm going into this world, scary world. Who says that I'll be able to pass the test? I'll be able to pass through Esav's world without connecting? To which Rivka responds, Olai kedalos chavani. And the Targum explains that what she said was, Elias Amr ben Nevuah, it was told to me with prophecy, with Nevuah, Delo Yesen Levatai Alach, that no curse will come upon you. So, Rivka ensures Yaakov he has nothing to be afraid of. Throughout the entire Torah, Yaakov is always written Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Vez. There is one time in the Torah that Yaakov is written with a Vav. Yud, Aleph, Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Vav, Vez. Yaakov. Right? Only one time. And that is by the Toichach, by the Klolos in Parshas Kisavai. Pasuk says, "V'zacharti as brisi Yaakov." I remember my covenant with Yaakov. It's the only time in the Torah that Yaakov is written with a vav. And I'd like to suggest that why is Yaakov called Yaakov to begin with? When Yaakov was born, it says, "Yodoy oichezes v'akev Esav." His hand was holding out to the heel of Esav. Right, so really, the source of his name is Akev, his heel. But the Yud was added to his name, Yaakov, because Yud is a letter of Kedusha, and that represents what Yaakov is all about, Kedusha. So his name represents Yud Akev. If his name is written with a Vav, Yud Ayin Kuf Vavez, then his name is Yud Akoiv. Interesting thing is that Akev is the first letters of what Rivka told Yaakov. Olai kilaloscha b'ni. Which means, it was told to me with prophecy that no curse will come upon you. Olai kilaloscha b'ni. If you do it with the vav, ayin kuf vav veiz, then it's the first letters of what Yaakov told Rivka. Olai kilala v'loi b'racha. Upon me a curse and not a blessing. Exactly the opposite. Interesting that the only time it's written with a vav is by the curses. Is when the curse, when Hashem Chas V'Shalom curses, when we don't do Hashem's will, when we connect to the world of Esav, Hashem gives us Chas V'Shalom, gives us a curse. There it's written with a vav, because there it's Yud Akoiv, which is Alai Klala V'Loi Bracha. Upon me Chas V'Shalom, a klala and not a bracha. Everywhere else it's written, Ekev, Alai Kilalos Chavani, no klala for you, my son. Why is this hinted to in the Vav? What does the Vav represent? Vav is a Ois HaChibur. Vav is a letter of connection. Right? When you want to say this and this, when you want to connect two things, you add a Vav. The Vav represents when Yaakov connects to Esav. So when Yaakov connects to Esav, then Chas V'Shalom, Alai Klala, Alai Bracha. But when there is no Vav, Alai Kilalos Chavani, then no Klala will come upon you, my son. One more point. Back in Parshas Tolos, there's a slight difference between the way Yaakov identifies himself to Yitzchak when he comes in for the brachas. He identifies himself as Esav, and the way Esav identifies himself as Esav. Yaakov says, "Anochi Esav b'charecha. I am Esav, your firstborn." Esav identifies himself. Ani bincha b'charcha Esav. I am your son, your firstborn son Esav. Realize that Yaakov said Anoichi, and Esav said Ani. What's the difference? They both mean I. What's the difference? Anoichi is Ani, but with a chaf in the middle. Right? Same Ani with a chaf. What is a chaf? A chaf is kaf hadimyon. When I want to say something, this is like this, I say zeh, kizeh, this is like this. I use a kaf. A kaf tells me this is like this. Ani means I, this is my essence. Anoichi is not my essence. Anoichi means I, this is like me. So, Yaakov, who is really not Esav, he couldn't say, Ani Esav Becharecha, I am Esav Yisav. It's not true. His essence is not Esav. It's Anoichi Esav Becharecha. I am like Esav, your firstborn. Esav is Esav. Esav says, Ani Becharecha Esav, I am Esav. When Hashem identifies himself without appearing to us in any shape or form, he says, Ani Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem your God. Hashem is speaking. He is Hashem. When he appears on Har Sinai, and obviously if it appears to us, it's not Hashem's essence, because Hashem's essence can't appear to anybody. Hashem doesn't have a form. He says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. I am what I appear to you. This is like Hashem Elokecha, right? With a kaf adimyon. This is not Hashem's essence. Hashem's essence can't appear in any form or being. That's the difference between Anoichi and Ani. Anoichi is Ani, but with a kaf, like me. the way we have to appear in this world is Anoichi, Esav v'Cherecha. We have to be like Esav, but we can't be Esav. We have to do things Esav does, but we have to maintain our connection to the Ribbono Shel'Olam at all times. We have to maintain that kaf. If we become Ani Esav, that's when we connect Chas v'Shalom. That's when it becomes Yaakov with a Vav. We can't afford that. Now, we can go back to our parsha. If you can bear with me, it's 3 minutes longer. Vayevoser Yaakov levadoi. Yaakov remains, a little shot is Yaakov remains himself. I'd like to suggest that it means Vayevoser Yaakov levad vav. Yaakov remained without a vav. Levad vav. He remained without a vav. Comes along the Satan and he can't tolerate this. I want Yaakov to connect to the world of Esav. Vayeyovek ish. So it comes along the Satan and he wrestles with Yaakov. It says in the pasuk, Vayeyovek ish imoy. Vayeyovek ish. What did the ish wrestle for? Imvav. That he should be with the vav. Vayeyovek ish imvav. He saw he will not be able to overcome it. Yaakov is strong as can be. He's going to remain Yaakov without a vav. He's not going to become like Klal Avalei Bracha. So where did he try to hit him? Vayiga bekaf yerechai. Kaf is the kaf. The kaf of Anoichi. Right? When Yaakov tries to be, look like Esav, but not be Esav, it's Anoichi, not Ani. It's Ani with a Chav. I'm like Esav, but I'm not Esav. The Sar Shel Esav aimed for that Kaf. He wanted to compromise the Kaf. Now, the word Yorech, which is means thigh or hip, is Yud Reish. Chaf. Yud Reish is how much? 210. Right? It's 210, which is Cherev, which is Chiber, right? That is Esav. But we're not Yud Reish. We're Yud Reish. Chaf. Right? We're Yud Reish with a Chaf. We're like Esav. We're not Esav. Vayiga b'kaf yirechai. The Satan hit the kaf of Yaakov's Yerech. Now, although he wasn't able to accomplish anything with Yaakov himself, nevertheless, he was able to accomplish with Yaakov's descendants. That, Rachman al-Atlan, over the generations, what is it, 70% of us are assimilated, have connected to the world of Esav? That was accomplished by the Sar Shel Esav when he hit the kaf of Yerech. Compromise that kaf. We have to have that kaf has to be so strong by us to realize we aren't Esav. We're not Ani. We're not Ani Esav v'Cherecha. We're Anoichi Esav v'Cherecha. We're like Esav. We're not Esav. The Sar Shel Esav hit that kaf, but did not accomplish anything by Yaakov himself. But he wanted to know if he accomplished anything. So he said to him, Mashimcha, what's your name? Is it Yaakov with a vav or is it Yaakov without a vav? To which Yaakov responded, Yaakov. Yaakov without a vav. You didn't accomplish anything by me. But unfortunately, the Sar Shel Esav did accomplish that many, many of Yaakov's descendants connected to the world of Esav. The lesson is obvious. We have to remember that although we have to pass through the world of Esav. We have to remember it's not ani Esav acharecha. I'm not Esav. I might do things. I might eat like Esav. I might drink like Esav. I might do all the things similar to Esav. I do business, but it's not ani. It's anoichi. I'm like Esav. I'm not Yaakov with a vav. I'm Yaakov without a vav. I don't connect. It's not chiber. I'm just passing through. And by doing that, we can receive all the brachas of Avram, the brachas of Yitzchak, and we'll be able to overcome Amalek. We'll be zoicha v'korah to be as Mashiach Zidkenu b'meir v'yameinu amen.